Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere for this Main House production. Here on Merely Role Players, we improvise stories, and we use the rules of role-playing games to keep those stories oh so high drama. This episode is part of our current Main House production, Vigil Shadowfall. To create this story, we're playing Monster of the Week, a role-playing game by Michael Sands, published by Evil Hat. So, please take your seats in the main house. Tonight's production is about to begin. Vigil, a Merely Roleplayers main house production. Shadowfall, Act 5 of 5.
I'm Marta, and I play Harper, the Searcher. Harper came to England from the United States to escape the shadow world that keeps trying to pull her in. But in spite of her best efforts, weird things just won't leave her alone here either.
I'm Helen Stratton, and I play Melody, the Constructed. She owns Sherry Down's Cafe Cum record shop and knows how to handle a tough customer. She's got a heart of gold, which just so happens to be secondhand.
I'm Strat, and I play Briar, the Monstrous. Briar is a shape-shifting fey guardian of the Rosebriar Forest. They take their job very seriously, but can get a little distracted if there's mischief to be made.
I'm Nat, and I play Gwynedd, the Divine. Gwyn was once a shield maiden of the triple goddess, the Morrigan. After interfering with one of her schemes by rescuing a mortal man, the Morrigan banished Gwyn to live life as a duck in what became Sherrydown's Duck Pond. Now released from her curse thousands of years later, Gwyn is trying to forge a new life that's finding it difficult to stay under the radar.
We need to go to the Shadow Realm.
Open a nightclub.
Yeah. I want to know why my shadow is a cosplay Batman.
The mayor, dripping with dirt.
Lindbergh, aka Merlin.
A skeleton in a pinstriped suit.
All these goons were working for him the whole time.
What's my best way out of the, you know, role that I've been assigned in his little plan? If I stop playing along, or if there's any way that I can stop it from happening right now,
give it a roll. You might get even more questions than that. We'll see. Roll plus sharp. Harper's eyeing the exits.
That's a 4, and I think that's a 1. Yep. 4 and a 1, so
okay.
That's a 5.
Plus your sharp.
That would be a 7. I'm going to...
So that gets you that one question that you wanted already. So it's only if you want more.
Because one of my questions, and we could build into it, is whether this place... Because you said something before about Shadow being like my childhood imagination. I want to know how much of this world is the way it is because... Or if it's been shaped by me in any way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not entirely sure. We'll just start with the one question, I guess. We'll do that. So yeah, what's my best way out?
So this is playing out almost like a sharing of minds with Sombra. Before you, this place was only dark. It was corruption, crime, living day to day, minute to minute, hand to mouth. It was a dark place. Only a dark place. And then you came. And this place became more of a city of light and dark. We could see the shadows but because the shadows were there, we could also see the light. And now there's this new thing, neither shadow nor light. It's hard to explain and hard to understand. It's changing this place as much as you did. For the better, for the worse, who can say? Maybe that's for you to decide.
Can I mentally, mm-hmm. sort of like when they're talking about mm-hmm. that new thing, sort of try to visualize them when they were hurt and the mm-hmm. fire was coming mm-hmm. out and go like, is that it? Just to confirm.
That's right. Not just black, white, good, bad, but something righteous, divine. It's not something this city's ever known before. When you introduce the idea of righteous justice into a black and white city, what we see outside is what we get.
Well, yikes.
Maybe it's down to you to decide what stays and what goes.
That's a big responsibility for a 21-year-old. Like, what the hell? I'm just a detective, yeah. Kinda.
But also, like, this place is trying to, Sombra and this place generally is trying to make you feel like this is, it's all on your shoulders. Mm. You're the detective, you're the lone wolf. But you're not that. You came here with a whole crew. Yeah. So maybe you don't have to do this all by yourself.
Yeah. Just as you're like umming and ahhing over that, you just see Gwyn carrying Melody just appear out
the window next to you. Like,
just blazing orange light shining through, lights up the whole office through the windows as the Raven and Gwyn like both fly up to the parallel with the windows.
Oh, the cavalry is here. Fun. I think I'm going to drop into Sombra mm-hmm. and try and apparate near the window. I just want to smash the window open.
You drop into Sombra, and again, it's that fast movement, like zipping from shadow to shadow, creating this wind in the room, this vibration that just shatters all of the glass out of the windows.
In slow motion.
In slow motion, of course. You can see the Raven, and you can see they look even more like you. The conviction of that holiness yeah. is guttering in them. Their outline is even more familiar than it was.
Sounds like, hey, Sombra, that's soft enough?
Looks like it. Let's give it a try.
The Raven lands on the windowsill.
Obviously, you've not been able to communicate to us anything that you've learnt from Mayor Lindbergh, but Gwyn will place us between him and you and your shadow, like trying to make space for you to have a conversation.
There is a skeleton in your suit, so he looks dodgy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not make assumptions, because
you've seen this picture on the paper.
Yeah, I'm not making assumptions. So at this point, I know that he's a bad guy.
No, I mean not all skeletons. Like
some of her best friends are skeletons.
Yeah,
are they? Oh, cool.
Some of the aspects are deathly.
This one's not a good one. Merlin, bad guy. So I'll probably just like move towards the Raven. Listen carefully. You and I are one and the same. He took you from me when I was just a kid, and he has lied all these years and made you think you are what you're not. Justice is an honorable pursuit, but not if you do it in ignorance. Not if you do it in a world that's black and white, where you don't understand that there are infinite colors between those two shades. Not to mention, what is it, 11 shades of gray? I don't even know. A lot of shades of gray. There's lots of grays also.
Oh, I don't 50 in one of the books that Melody taught me about.
Yeah. I haven't read it. Forget the number.
I don't think I know that reference. And her voice has become much more like Harper's. Out of the guttural register. She is a silhouette. She isn't wearing a visible domino mask, cowl, anything like that, but she gestures as if she's removing one. We're not so different, you and I.
Yeah, no, literally not at all. So
he lied. You look like someone who knows how to find out the truth.
I don't know if you heard about me, kid, but the word about town... I can't believe I'm doing this. Word about town is that if you're in a spot of trouble or you need a mystery solved, I'm your gal.
I thought that I could do it all on my own, and I was the only one who could. But she extends a hand. Partners?
Harper's going to look at Sombra real quick and ask... Is this okay?
If this is what you want, it's all right, old sport.
Can you stay if they come with me?
If you want me to, of course.
As if one wasn't bad enough. Sure. Partners.
You take the raven's hand. The raven, your shadow now, is now lit by this softer, more sort of hearthlight, firelight-like sort of holy flame. Her edges are a little more soft, a little more rough. She is less sort of dark and less well-defined, and goes from being this kind of like three-dimensional standing by herself to a shadow on the window frame that you are casting. What does Harper want to do about Morrigan's holy energy, her magic, that is in your shadow, which is back as your shadow now? I've been holding this. It came to me. It spoke to me. It gave me purpose, but it also made me alone, and it gave me blinkers. What should I do with it? Keep it? Give it to you? Let it go?
It's yours.
It's yours if you want it.
I'm scared of what it's going to do to this place. He's got plans.
It sounds like it's not going to stay here. It's going to stay with you. Do you want to tap into the old magic?
I just wanted to be a normal kid. Why?
Harper, listen to me. You have created this fantastical world. As much as you try to cling on to all of the trappings of modern life, as much as you try to be above it, it finds you, it searches for you, and there is fun in you. It's right here. We can see it.
I'm not a loser. I might be a nerd, but I'm no loser. Also, Marvel is better than DC. Okay, let's have it. I'll take it, and you know what? We can figure it out. It's what I've been doing my whole life.
At the same time, the mayor's chair swivels, his bony fingers are steepled, and he turns, as Gwyn is talking to Harper, Harper is having her heart-to-heart with her own shadow, he actually turns to focus on Melody, still holding her flaming sword, and says, I see Mistress Morrigan is recruiting some strange new paladins these days. I don't know you, child. What is your purpose here?
I'm here to kick some ass if it's required. Is it required?
That's up to you. But, I mean, I've been talking to your friend here about my designs on your home.
Literally nonstop, he won't shut up.
So I suppose it's up to you whether you think I require an ass kicking.
Well, some shadow people turned up in my cafe and they have damaged it with their bullets. So I wonder if my gun will damage your place.
Gun?
Warning shot to the ceiling.
You have a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a gun. Good to know.
It's a 38.
And if this isn't the most comic book thing as well, like flaming sword in one hand and a 38 revolver in the other. The skeleton in the suit doesn't flinch.
No.
Maybe there's a glance up at the damaged ceiling, but he has no eyes in those sockets. No. You can't tell. His head does not move.
What do I see? I genuinely wanted to know whether my gun was going to make any difference here.
There is a muzzle flash, and the muzzle flash is not white. It's red. It's orange. It's fire. And the bullet pings into the ceiling, and there's a shower of plaster that comes down on both of you.
Yep.
The mayor calmly brushes a little bit of plaster dust off one pinstriped shoulder.
Yeah, I will do whatever the equivalent, the melody equivalent is, like, shake it out of her hair.
Ah, very appropriate to the scenario and the realm, dear, but is that all you've got?
Well, Harper, you said that something was going on. Do you want to fill us in on what exactly is happening here? Merlin, is it? I haven't heard of you.
He likes Mr. Lindbergh.
A private joke. Once I went across the sea, I required a new identity, but a tie to the old. It's good to keep the old memories alive, is it not?
Let me get this straight. You were, I mean, a little after my time, I'm afraid, so I don't actually know. But as far as my friend Briar tells it, you were dabbling in a little sorcery and then left.
So he came over to spread the good word of Arthur, I think, and then discovered business. Apparently his plans, from what I could gather from the, you know, endless villain monologuing that was going on, good lord, he wouldn't shut up, is he wants to buy England.
Oh, you can't do that.
I know. I try to explain that, but...
Not in a, you can't and we won't let you, not in just a, no, it's not for sale.
It very much is. I'm in negotiations with the seller right now.
And who is that?
You'll have to roll Investigate Mystery for that one.
Can I make it a threat and use tough?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, 8, 9, 10, 11.
What are these rolls?
Just the flaming quarterstaff comes out. Mm-hmm. And who is your buyer?
With one bony finger, he moves the staff away and says, there's no need for that. My business dealings are all very much made out in the open, and the records are here in City Hall for anyone to see. I'll be buying my new property from its current rightful owner. His name is Nick, and he's a very pleasant man to deal with. Old Nick, also called Old Scratch, also called the Devil.
Aha.
Yes.
And now that you know all of that, I do believe my office hours are over. And the mayor brings his bony hands together.
We're not done, I have questions!
And turns Harper and Melody into mice.
Oh, wait, what? We're not done, I have
questions! Okay, well, that's a quarterstaff straight through the skull to him then.
Roll kick some ass.
We're in the witches.
I should have attacked him more sooner.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't have advanced, unfortunately. But my body is always a and weapon is always a weakness against him. My baseline is 4 harm. Let's inflict terrible harm. I'll take whatever he's hitting as well, so that's 5 harm.
Great. No harm to you. He brings his hands together in some sort of spell. Harper and Melody both bop, turn into mice, drop to the floor. Gwyn swings her quarterstaff and he puts up no resistance as Gwyn's staff shatters Mayor Lindbergh's skull. Fragments scatter across the office. Fire blazes through his skeleton, lighting up his bones, limning them in the flame of her judgment, her fury. And that fire lights up in the one remaining socket of his skull. As he reaches up, grabs the staff with one bony hand. And that flame is drunk down into his skeleton. And leaks out through him into the office. It rushes out around the edges of the desk. It lines the window frames that the glass has shattered out of. And any thought of removing this power from this realm for its own good is put paid to immediately as Merlin channels this blow that he invited from Gwyn into a scattering of her power throughout this realm.
Yeah, she was.
The half skull, the shattered ribs, what's left of the mouth grins. That's the last part of the
cold in the fire.
We'll take a moment sort of looking in horror, especially with the connection with the devil that we've just heard, especially knowing that Graham has ascended as well. This feels somewhat connected, I guess. I don't know, these infernal powers. Yeah, we'll take a moment sort of look in horror, realizing what she's done, and just transform into a raven, grab both mice in talons, and just fly the heck out of there.
One half of a skeleton now flaming from the inside in a ruined pinstripe suit just waves goodbye from the shattered window of the mayor's office.
Back. I guess we'll aim to go for the club. We need to leave now. What have you done?
Why would we ever want to leave? In fact, I'm setting up shop here somewhat more permanently.
Briar,
yes.
We have big trouble.
What?
The mayor has taken my power. He's in dealings with the devil. Oh. And this is Melody and Harper.
Briar becomes a cat.
Serious time now, Briar.
Back to Puka. Oh, fine, fine.
Can I magic them back?
Give it a go.
Can we magic... We?
Crack knuckles.
This will be a use magic from whoever wants to do it.
I'll give it a go. Animal transfigurations, kind of a deal. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
Can I help out? Because that might take it to a 10.
Yes, yes, please do.
So my help is not great, but...
That's a roll. I believe that's a plus cool.
A cool, so plus one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So that takes up to a
10. You can give him a plus one.
Yes, I also expose myself to trouble or danger, though.
I feel like you're already in quite a lot of that here.
Yeah. Because they're not creatures that do this naturally, you have to do it a bit at a time.
Oh, God.
So it's kind of like... One leg suddenly becomes a human leg.
Oh, no.
And a hip.
On a mouse?
It's probably quite uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt, but you end up with all of you except tiny mouse head on top of your torso.
Well, maybe Melody's sort of pop off and separate as they're transformed.
Yeah. Yep. You horrible man.
Yep. And Briar will leave them with just mouse heads for a bit. Done it!
Briar.
I think they look better. Fine. You can have your heads back.
As Gwyn opening herself up to trouble or danger, using her power that at least some portion of has now been co-opted by the lord of this place. This is a nightclub in a noir sort of realm. Men with guns burst in. But instead of just being shadows, these are shadows outlined and wreathed in flame, like they're silhouetted against a house fire. Bursting in and starting to yell, "Everybody get down on the ground! Give us that dame!" Pointing at Gwyn.
I'm going to attack these guys before they know what's hit them.
Incredible. Roll plus tough.
While she's doing that, I think Harper's is looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Oh god. 3 and 2, that's a 5.
8.
There's this mob of flaming shadows coming in, starting to shoot guns around the nightclub. 4 or 5.
Okay, so I'm thinking a big swing to hopefully try and just sort of dominate. I'm probably going to do the most damage to whoever is I'm hitting first, and then just sort of knock them about a bit.
Raise the sword ready for this blow, and you can see in its flickering light that you have a shadow again.
Oh.
It was in this nightclub, and she has naturally reunited
with
you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice. Excellent. Okay.
So it's almost like a part of you that is almost native to this place, and the physical part of you charging forwards together, mowing through all of these. They are firing as you charge towards them, and so you are going to take 2 harm.
Yeah.
Shadow bullets slam into Melody, but has no effect on your momentum as you just carve through all 5 of these. You can hear more voices outside heading for the stairs, but you've carved through the ones that are right here.
Can we just take a moment? I appreciate the violence and the burst into action. Can we just take a moment? What have you done with the interior of this place?
I've leveled up.
Yeah.
And one of my advanced level ups is you can gain a haven.
Ha!
Like the expert has.
In my realm, motherfucker.
quite different to how our expert has.
Yeah, so I didn't want to do it and do the same. And I wanted it to be a little foothold in this realm, which seems like quite an important place right now. I wanted it to have the protection spells and panic room options. Charles has not been come to ground. Charles and I have been very much in contact.
Oh, and you stinker.
And Charles has been looking for a way, as only Charles can find. And I would like the coat cupboard in my office to now be a way between my tree and this place.
You've got a Narnia wardrobe.
Yes.
So my haven is my tree. I would like this nightclub to be my panic room.
Great.
Which will have the... It also is protected by normal and mystical means. You can hide out there for a few days, safe from pretty much anything.
Nice.
So it's sort of a bolt hole from stuff in the real world, but also a safe place to land in this realm if we want to go out. And a source of passive income.
Yeah.
Importantly, most importantly.
Did you know there was an economy? Yeah.
A new way
nobody ever paid me for my work.
Yes. It's
lovely foreshadowing, because we were inviting Harper to pay visits to Briar's tree earlier, and now this is a more reliable, safer way into this realm.
I'll take the revolving door, frankly.
You said there was a dance floor. You said there's the office with the overlook. Any other details you want to add to it very, very quickly as we're wrapping?
A basement where all of the whatever is illegal. Briar doesn't really know, but whatever, like, the contraband of this world sits in.
Crates. Illegal liquid.
Exactly. Yeah, just says XXX on it.
Acme.
Melody's defended you all from the first wave of incoming goons drawn to Gwyn's power.
Charles, have you got it set up yet? We need the protections online quickly.
Working on it, boss.
Okay. Hold them off for a little bit longer, and then we should be okay.
It's me that they're after.
Sorry?
It's me that they're after. I'm going to dive out the window and fly up into the air.
Charles, be quicker.
Is it already safe to go, or is Charles still working?
Charles is still working.
He's working on the protection spells. Mm-hmm.
But people could get across. You could get the civilians, the shadows back.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like the sensible thing to be doing.
I can get Sombra to do that while we fight the goons.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, I've got Diane that can help me with ushering. And and I've got...
hurry!
A +3 on protect someone, which is what... That would be doing with a lot of people, I think.
Sounds like Melody and Diane get everybody's shadows out of this place. Harper and Briar, what are your priorities?
She's thinking of her own safe space and wondering if it's still a safe space, and if it's not, if she can go back.
As in, like, your PI office.
My PI office, and retrieve, because there's quite a bit of stuff in there.
Oh, you've got, like, your Wonderwall in there.
Yeah, and, like, years of research and, you know, there's also, it was her safe space, so there's, like, obviously there's an emotional link to that place. And I know there's a revolving door, which is what brings her in there, but I don't know if it's worth, I think she might actually put that off, exit through the cupboard, and do some experimenting later on about what the situation is at the moment, because I think it's too risky.
Situation's too hot here.
Yeah, there's too much going on.
So Melody, Diane, and Harper are all heading out into Briar's tree with your rescued shadows. Gwyn is flying circles, running rings around the mayor's empowered goons. Briar's on the horn with Charles.
I think. Scurried over to the guest list and is hurriedly writing everybody's name that's allowed in.
Great.
And then runs over to the bar and sticks a big photo of Graham up there and it says Bard.
I like it. This is you getting your protection spells set up.
Exactly.
As everybody's streaming for the coat cupboard, Charles comes on over the magic comms.
Yep.
Or the phone, whatever it manifests as here.
Oh, it needs to be in the office with one of those little intercom things.
Yeah. Yeah, a little red light flashes that indicates Charles.
Boss, we're in business.
You've never let me down, Charles. You've never let me down. Little extra thing. I know there's a lot of power powering this. I know how you've got it, and I know what you're using. And I thought maybe we'll just let a little bit seep back into a few of the houses. Maybe just like, I don't know, Harper's or Melody's. They can have a little bit. Like between the hours, because we can't let the protections come down. So like between the hours.
Is the wording of your the wording of your crew is they do what you tell them, right?
Do what I ask.
They follow the spirit.
They follow the spirit of my instructions.
You hear some grumbling from Charles. Charles doesn't like to give up his prizes once he's taken
them. See what I can spare, boss.
Sure. But make sure they can't find it in the tree. If that's where you've put it, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's ours. I'll see you later.
Do I sense that, obviously, my magic has been siphoned in a way? Does it feel siphoned or does it feel copied?
You don't feel like you've lost anything.
Okay.
It feels like he sort of took a blow that was aimed at him, redirected it, co-opted the magic of it, and supplemented with his own sorcery to kind of replicate it throughout this place.
Right.
So you don't feel like you've lost anything.
Okay.
But yes, copied is the word, I think.
I guess there's just that final sort of lingering moment of like Gwyn sort of flying in the air. The goons, are they shooting or something?
Oh, yeah. There's goons up on rooftops shooting Tommy guns at you and all sorts. There's a helicopter chasing you.
Of course there's
guys with net guns.
Look, if we're going super filmic, I think, yeah, there's diving and weaving and dodging. And then there's just a moment. We can go slow motion so she can just, like, Superman-style hover still and just look over this what this place has become with her fiery magic infusing it. And
Schmarker gets a photograph.
Yeah.
She had been so furious and so tightly wound previously, and in this instance had sort of allowed herself for a minute to feel like a regular Fae again, without the weight of the world on her shoulders, and suddenly it's all gone catastrophically wrong again. So now she's just sort of, I don't know, steeled. Just a little bit of that. I don't want to say the war chieftain about it, but it's just that sort of growing up, having to accept the responsibility, and sometimes that's, it makes you a bad guy sometimes, I guess.
Oh no, Gwyn's got a monologue.
No.
But I would like to see if the others have gone through to the other realm by now. Can I? Do I have to fly into the speakeasy, or do I?
Gwyn is one third of a goddess. You could walk between realms anyway.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to travel the same way mortals do from this realm to another.
Fine.
You have your own ways.
Then, knowing that they're going to be ending up in the tree, I will go and bounce out, join them in the tree.
Doing that, would she get a better understanding of where this realm is in regards to the other ones, I guess? Because part of the reason, part of the issue was that this one didn't show up where you would expect it to.
As Gwyn travels between worlds through the secret ways of Morrigan, the secret airways, you are able to sort of get a sense of the multi-realm geography, and you see this realm as a shadow that has fallen over England.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that shadow creeping, eclipsing, and you feel your magic and Harper's presence as the designated avatar of this place, knitting it closer to England. As you're flying between realms, one way to understand that journey is flying through the tunnels of the ghost train, and you see a new station has opened.
This could be a problem.
Harper gets her... would she? She should get a tattoo, but that's only ever happened in the Shadow Realm. She can't really see it.
But it's coming closer.
Yeah, I know. So that would be interesting to know if that happened. I have Morrigan fire in me now, apparently. Mm-hmm. Or something. And two shadows, I think. My epilogue is just Morrigan in her flat. Just sitting on the couch, black face with these two, like, yapping shadows that are shutting up. And then the electricity, like... blinking back on. Just like...
Yeah, just sitting there, spaced out, processing, competing inner monologues from the two different shadows in your head as the Wi-Fi comes back on and all of your missed pings start coming through on your phone.
Exactly.
I think before that, though, sure, like that's a little bit later. I feel like surely there's a... Once you're back in the tree... There's got to be a bit, like, Briar wouldn't have let you leave straight away, surely.
He could try to stop me.
It's more the other denizens of the tree that would be very interested in the newcomers.
Melody is unstable, so I think it would be better if you're planning for you and your friends to keep hold of her, for there to be some music involved.
Mm. Oh,
Yes?
It's Briar's Tree. There's always music involved.
Okay, that's fine then.
I think rather than perhaps doing it or keeping anything, keeping Harper against her will or anything, I think you happen to go into the tree and there's a lot of noise and sound and you're looking to leave, and well, you might, because just happens it's mid-fae orgy. And Ginny's not there, so it's not quite as wild as it would get.
So there's a moment when the music transitions from like Gotham speakeasy to panpipes and flutes and fae ukuleles and whatever it is that the fae play while they're having a massive orgy party.
How does Diane feel about that? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this will be new to Diane.
She's having a lovely time.
There's so much here I can learn.
I think that's good. I think that's a good thing.
And as the music starts to stitch Melody's broken stitches back together.
Oh, I missed one!
And Gwyn's like, I'm back in the room again.
No, Gwyn would bamf in, see that everything's going on, sort of have a little pang of nostalgia, and then sort of just walk through, like if anyone offered, would be like, another time.
She's in the dark, does she not know everything's back? Can we just leave her?
Oh, well, you know, I'm assuming the shadows have sort of that she returned to
there. She's in the dark, she won't see her shadow. Can we just not tell her that it's back?
I've got to bring her shadow back to her.
Yep.
There would have been a moment of walking through that, seeing the lovely times happening. Thank you, next time. Would have clocked Briar. I hope your protections work against devils and demons.
Oh, don't you worry, there's a big old sign saying no thank you to that particular tentacle.
Not just one of them. The big one.
Deep in the basement of Sheridan Town Hall, a small voice is just still regularly calling out, Mother, please, Mother. As the sun comes up, everybody in Sheridan casts the shadow that they should, and yet a greater shadow is cast across the land.
All right, lovies. It's me, Matt, your compere. I hope you enjoyed the finale, and indeed all acts of Vigil Shadowfall. If you did, tell a friend that the whole production is now available for binging. And find us on social media, at Merely Roleplayers on Instagram and Tumblr, for example, and throw us a rose emoji. Just find a post about this episode and comment with a rose emoji. You don't even have to say anything else, just the rose is enough to let us know that you liked the episode. Same time next week, we'd like to invite you all backstage for a post-show discussion with the cast of this production. Then we'll be shutting down for a couple of weeks' break to tear down the sets and give the ensemble a bit of a rest. And then we're opening a brand new production in the studio on the 12th of August. That production is called Tipping Point. And it's special for a couple of reasons. First one is, we've played a lot of Powered by the Apocalypse games on this show. The entire Blackshaw saga pretty much was based on the Powered by the Apocalypse genre framework. We've played a lot of Monster of the Week. All of Vigil has been Monster of the Week. We've played Impulse Drive, the space Powered by the Apocalypse game. But we've never played Apocalypse World, the game that started it all. The one that all those other Powered by the Apocalypse games took their inspiration from. It's time that we broke that streak. So Tipping Point is our first game of Apocalypse World. Second reason it's special is because I did some research for this one. I actually brought in some external consultants to help us with the world building, because I happen to know some people who know a little bit about one of the ways the world might end, perhaps the most likely way of the world as we know it ending. My mum and dad are climate breakdown educators. And so the first thing you'll hear in Tipping Point is a backstage interview with my mum and dad, all about how the world might go if we blow past all our emissions targets and the world keeps heating up and governments keep doing nothing and all of that. Don't worry though, the production is not going to be a complete downer or a complete bummer, because we've got Alexander Pankhurst, Natalie Winter and Chris Starkey as our players, and so you know that those three are going to keep things weird, interesting and fun, despite or perhaps because of the bleakness of the setting. So tune into Tipping Point in the studio starting 12th of August. In the meantime, enjoy next week's backstage episode. But before even that, here come the credits and a little outtake for you. This has been Vigil, a Main House production from Merely Roleplayers. It stars Marta De Silva as Harper, Natalie Winter as Gwyneth, Helen Stratton as Melody, and Strat as Briar. I'm Matt Boothman, and I play the supporting cast. Editing and sound designer by me, and the theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst. We were playing Monster of the Week, a role-playing game by Michael Sands, published by Evil Hat Productions. You can find Monster of the Week at genericgames.co.nz. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on.
You can be here if you want, yeah, as well, Briar. Unless you're quite happy in your nightclub.
Just the nightclub, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I've got another thing going on.
He's got short fucking shit up.
City of Shadows, that's where Briar lives now.
Oh, see, I much prefer that name. We can keep City of Shadows rather than what is it?
Shadopolis.
Let's not even ever utter those words or those sounds again.
Foggy Outline. Undivide your world.